According to Glassman and Erdem, 2014, participatory action research became a unifying force driving educational and political reform throughout the world during the 1960s and 1970s. Starting a quote from Glassman and Erdem, 2014. In Tanzania, these ideas were described as participatory research. In Brazil and Chile, the approach was named popular research. In India, it became synonymous with initiatives of Gandhi and the poet-educator Tagore. And in Colombia, it took on the name of action research. Quoted from page 208, Glassman and Erdem, 2014, end of quote. Freire's ideas framed much of the discussion and development of socially relevant action research as described by Glassman and Erdem, 2014. Quoting from Glassman and Erdem, 2014. Freire, 1970, was interested in establishing social change through adult education programs that increased autonomous behavior, allowing individuals to break away from the habits of thought developed and maintained by dominant groups. Freire believed that education should lead to the recognition that individuals have the ability to choose their activities and transform their own life trajectories. Freire's argument was that it was counterproductive to treat individuals in rural or urban communities as the sole focus of study, detached from their relationship to the political context of inquiry. Accordingly, Freire offered a new slant on the evolving participatory methodology. After recognizing the problem, the researchers should define a rural or urban area and recruit large samples of individuals from this area and engage them in series of discussion groups. The dialogue between the community members and the researchers, facilitators, would prove the data for provide the data for a researcher to analyze from a number of different perspectives. That is quoted from page 209 in Glassman and Erdem, 2014. End of that quote. Glassman and Erdem, 2014, describe this participatory and community-based dimension of action research using the terms vivencia, praxis, and conscientización. According to these authors, vivencia, or participation, is a full experience of an event with all its possibilities lived through direct participation, cannot be observed. It can only be lived, felt, and experienced. That's from page 212. Glassman and Erdem remark that participatory researcher Fals Borda coined the concept sentipacientes, or feel thinkers who act through emotions but use cognitive strategies to survive. That's quoted from page 212. The basic idea of vivencia, then, according to Glassman and Erdem, is that it is, quote, achieved through participation, sharing, sensing, feeling, and thinking. End quote, page 212. Together with the communities the researcher is studying. Praxis, according to Glassman and Erdem, is, quote, reshaping ideas into actions, an act of engaging, exercising, and practicing ideas, end quote, from page 212. These authors make frequent allusions to Frege, 1970, who popularized the concept of praxis, which they paraphrase him in describing as, quote, actions taken by the oppressed in the processes of their liberation and path to freedom, end quote, from Glassman and Erdem, 2014, page 212. To quote from Glassman and Erdem, 2014, action as praxis is a fluid, diverse, and confrontational concept that requires constant reflection and dialogue during the change process. Praxis opens doors for oppressed masses to criticize, problematize, and claim their condition, which will eventually enable them to overcome it. End quote from page 213, Glassman and Erdem, 2014. The third element in participatory action research, according to Glassman and Erdem, is conscientization, or research. Conscientization is actually, quoting here from Glassman and Erdem, is actually about creating new community-based problem-solving processes, end quote, page 213. These authors explain. To quote, participatory action research introduces new research methodology that reconstructs the roles and value of academic research as well as researchers and participants, end quote, from page 214. The following is a quote from Glassman and Erdem, 2014. Central to participatory action research is the idea that you start examination of human action not with an abstract research question, but with recognition and observation of human action as it exists. The researchers work with members of the community to understand what occurs in the network of human relationships that either moves it toward or away from desired goals. The goal of research is not hypothesis testing with objective measures, but to participate in the realities and experiences of the community. The research process is a cycle of continuous exploration and understanding, an ongoing cycle of action as praxis, research as conscientization, and reflection leading to transformation of praxis. End of quote from page 214 of Glassman and Erdem, 2014.